So this is my second activities executive reflection of the year, and I first want to start off by targeting LO6, demonstrate engagement with issues of global significance. So currently, in light of the COVID pandemic, Singapore is very strict with restrictions upon playing sports, so we can't do the normal competitive seasons that we usually have. So therefore, as an activities exec, we chose to introduce a trick shot challenge to initiate friendly competition amongst our athletes in the school, as well as raise the dragon spirit. So this inevitably targets LO6, as we are trying to deal with the athletes' difficulties of not being able to play in the normal circumstances, with cancellation of all forms of games and even physical contact in rugby, for example. So the trick shot challenge really aimed to target this, as we wanted more involvement of all the players, and we would, my role was to create a tournament bracket to kind of show the placement, as we would implement voting of who has the best trick shot challenge. So as a group, we collaboratively worked to promote this challenge by means of social media on our Instagram account, as well as on the online learning platform, posters, etc. However, so this occurred over the December break. However, after coming back, we realized that we didn't get many submissions. So this kind of targets LO2, as we definitely shown to have demonstrated challenges that have been undertaken, developing new skills in the process. So given that the trick shot challenge wasn't very successful, unfortunately, we had to think of ways to kind of improve our promotion of this. So we extended the deadline, but we also figured that maybe this isn't also what our athletes want. So it kind of promoted rethinking upon the trick shot challenge, and thinking that maybe athletes don't want to be having to submit these little trick shots because it might be too much effort. So this kind of required us to acknowledge the strengths and conditioning, the strengths and weaknesses of our trick shot challenge. So therefore, now what we've tried doing is talking to the coaches of the different teams and try and implement more friendly competition amongst the players. For example, in touch rugby, doing some drills that we wouldn't usually do, but also doing 4v4 tournaments to kind of increase the competition within the teams. So this shows how obviously the trick shot didn't have much success, but at least we tried it out and promoted it in the best way possible. And when finding out that it wasn't successful, we rebounded off this and tried to find suitable alternatives to please the athletes during these circumstances of COVID.